Released in 2015 and produced by John Wellion, Stink follows his journey to find out what chemicals were used on his daughter's pajamas, creating the smell that overwhelmed the house after they opened their package on Christmas Day. This search for the chemicals led him down a rabbit hole regarding the secrets of chemical use in corporations on goods of all kinds. Today on Lessons from the Screen, we're going to be talking about his journey, this documentary, what it means, if it's good, worth your time, and what, if anything, we can get out of this. Today on Lessons from the Screen, we're going to be looking at Stink.
Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Welcome to Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not a show, a documentary, or any particular information that you can get from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. Man, over 70 episodes, and I finally messed one up. It's good to go, though. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync, a Black activist advocacy and think tank with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for Black people in America through educational culture shift and economics. You can check them out at www.pacsinc.org. That's PACTS.INC.ORG. Go ahead, go over to the website, check out the Learning Center, engage in the information, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a donation, become a member, share it with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend, do whatever you can to help them because they're doing whatever they can to help you. You know how I go. You know what it is. Today, we're going to be talking about another documentary. Let's get right into it. So, I'm going to start this one out. This documentary was not something I wanted to do because, you know, I don't like to do things. I don't like to review things that I feel are bad or that are a waste of time. And I understand that the premise of the show, sometimes we need to do things that are a waste of time. But I don't like to because I don't want to waste your time on a show that's about a product that's going to waste your time. But in regards to this, I was asked to do this review by a couple of people. So I went ahead and I knuckled down and I watched it. So I say all that to say when I have bad reviews, I don't even want to waste your time going through it in the normal way and letting you get to the end before I let you know what I think about it. I'm just going to be right up front. This was not a good documentary, in my opinion. It covered a powerful topic, a topic that needs to be covered. But it covered it in a way that was wholly insufficient and totally without respect or regard for its audience and the topic at hand. It is another propaganda piece. And, you know, I got big issues with propaganda pieces disguising themselves as documentaries. This was a fearumentary. This is a documentary that doesn't inform you, that doesn't engage you, that doesn't empower you. It just seeks to scare the shit out of you and scare you into activity. And that's what this documentary was, a lot like a lot of the food documentaries now that are being put out by all of these vegan people, vegan organizations, vegetarian organizations, and all of these people that want you to just stop eating meat altogether. They're all putting out these documentaries that are basically propaganda hit pieces. And this documentary falls in line with those, as this documentary is another one of those go natural, go botanical based, blah, blah, blah type documentaries. Now, with that being said, I don't want to take away from the topic. The documentary did have some bright spots. It did. But it was filled with so many bad spots that it was hard for me to enjoy the bright spots when they did roll around. And that's just me looking at the documentary with a critical eye. If I just wanted to turn my brain down, turn my brain off and just watch the documentary, I'm sure it's possible to be entertained by it. But if you look at this documentary with a critical eye and from a balanced perspective, you will be left wanting. So, to get right into it, the documentary started out with a guy, and the documentary was very much a tribute to his wife who died from cancer 6 years prior to the release of the documentary. So his wife and his kids are mentioned and shown in the documentary heavily. And so with that, I do think the documentary became more of a way for him to maybe reconcile or experience or share or do something for his wife and his family and their memories and what and her memory than it was to actually convey information. And if that's the case, then I sympathize, I empathize, I get it. But when it comes to conveying information, it wasn't that. So it starts out with him talking about his kids and his wife and how she died, and he was a single dad and he had to figure out what to do with his kids for Christmas and blah, blah, blah. So he goes and buys them some pajamas from this company, Justice. I've never heard of it, but apparently it's a big deal somewhere. And they go to open their pajamas, and the house fills up with what he calls a synthetic smell that overwhelmed the house. He didn't go into more detail about what it smelled like. And being as how I've never purchased the product, I don't know. I went to the website to try to find other people that complained about a smell when they opened their products from this company, pajamas in particular. I didn't find anything, but I believe him. Why would he lie about that? I believe him. So with that being said, he moved on into talking about how he set out to find out how this product got this smell on it. What was the smell coming from? And he immediately, at least in the documentary, instead of thinking maybe there was something in the package, maybe blah, 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 he immediately went to call the company to figure out what chemicals or whatever they might have put on the pajamas to make them smell that way. And so from that point forward, we're launched into this spiel about fragrance and about our sense of smell and how fragrances are created. And he does a couple things that I dislike in all documentaries. First, I dislike blitz tactics, ambush tactics. I hate that. Because to me, it is a naive and empty attempt at catching somebody off guard. It doesn't work because they're going to stick to their talking points, as everyone did in this documentary. And it, to me, it makes you look like you're fishing. It makes you look like you're a desperate asshat trying to find something, hoping to get somebody to do something that you can market your product with, your product being whatever documentary you're servicing. And that's how it came off here. It didn't come off as a little guy standing up to the big guy. It didn't come off as somebody honestly trying to find out information. It came off as somebody trying to challenge people, emboldened and empowered by the fact that they have a camera behind them and the other person more than likely won't do anything. But even if the other person does, because they have a camera behind them, it increases the marketability of their product. That's the way it always comes off to me, is like a not a real tactic for acquiring more information, but a tactic for acquiring publicity and boosting, you know, your own quote unquote credibility. So there were a lot of blitz tactics. There were a lot of other things in here that I didn't like. He purchased one share of the company so that he could call the company up and say, I'm a shareholder. And while stuff like that is cute to people, there's a whole economic aspect to that. That's a whole nother show. But buying one share of a company does not give you majority control. It doesn't give you priority rights. It doesn't give, you know, it doesn't give you that kind. So, but that's a whole separate show. So, from the smell angle, he jumped into this angle on cancer. And carcinogens were a big part of this documentary. They were a large part of what he's talking about, because a lot of the chemicals have been labeled as carcinogenic. So obviously it's going to be a big part of what's going on. Now the fragrance laws, if I can go back a little bit, are basically it's a loophole in all products where if you label something as a fragrance, you don't have to tell what it actually is. So moving forward with this cancer things, he plays on this notion that if we got rid of all of the chemicals that they believe cause cancer, we'll get rid of cancer. He also plays on this notion that things that are suspected of causing cancer will cause cancer. And that isn't necessarily a problem if you play both sides in the documentary and if you adequately explain how cancer is formed, what causes it, and what it is. If you just rely on people's blanket understanding of cancer and you make these leading type statements, and the documentary was very leading, then now you're doing a disservice to your audience and you're actually causing more confusion. You're not adding to the understanding, you're not creating clarity. So, but even to that, to go to the fragrance thing, to instantly jump to conspiracy, which is what the documentary did before it did roll back, which is the assumption that companies don't want you to know what's in the product. That's why they don't list all the ingredients. That is problematic for me because there are several other explanations out there that do make sense, not from a moral standpoint, but from an economic standpoint. One could argue that they don't want to fill the label with hundreds and hundreds of chemical compounds and terminology that will cause them to have a bigger box, that would increase the packaging cost, the distribution cost at that point, transportation cost, all of these other things that become economic issues. Then there are the marketability issues. They don't necessarily want to have to deal with trying to figure out how to have their product branded in a way that sells without having these gigantic words all on them that people don't understand. There is another perfectly rational explanation out there that the company simply don't want to confuse customers with fancy wording that the customers don't understand. So, and I'm not saying I agree with any of that. I'm not. If I'm being honest here, I honestly believe that they are trying to hide what are in these chemicals, what are in these fragrances and in these products, because they don't want you to know, because they do fear backlash. They do fear liability. I actually agree with that assumption. The problem I have with this documentary is that it's a documentary. It's not a propaganda tool. It's not a movie. It's supposed to present both sides in a neutral, balanced position. That's how I like my documentaries. And since this is my review, that's where we're going. So I don't like to be led, and that was hugely leading that jump to that space. The fragrance loophole does need to be looked at. It does need to be closed down. But even in that, there was this subtle push in the fragrance, this part of the documentary where they talked about should botanical there are two types of fragrances, according to the documentary. The botanical kind, plant-based, they're more expensive, obviously, because it's harder to, is plant products are more expensive than the alternative, which is oil, petrol-based fragrances, chemicals, synthetics. And those are cheaper because oil is more abundant. So the idea here is that they presented here is that the botanical fragrance producers, they list all of their products and ingredients, whereas the petroleum-based fragrance producers hide their chemicals behind the term fragrance. And to me, that is another one of those propaganda push type deals, because I've seen products that are listed as fully natural, that are purely botanical based, still have fragrance in there and not breaking down what the components of that fragrance is. That being said, the fragrance loophole does need to be looked at and it does need to be closed. But the assumption here as well that was made continuously throughout the documentary is that people will understand. If you put the chemicals on the labels, people will understand what those chemicals are, and they will be able to make an informed decision as to what they want to put in their bodies or on their bodies. And to that, anybody that wants to be honest with themselves about this situation knows that to be a crock of shit. That's simply not true. So the narrative that's presented, that if they give us more information, we can make more educated decisions. It also highlighted the fact that companies worry. It talked about the fact that, or it mentioned the fact that companies worry that people aren't educated enough to understand the difference between chemicals used in perfume and the same chemical used in toilet cleaner. And that's true. If they were to put these products, the chemicals on the labels, people would become more paranoid. That's true. People don't understand chemical compositions or how chemicals interact with each other, which is why every year on Facebook, we have thousands of posts making claims that are not accurate. Like the claim that cheese isn't cheese if it doesn't melt. Or look at the way the phrase chemical was even used, even in the documentary. People use chemical interchangeably with poison or toxin. Toxic. So, you know, and we can go deeper into that. Apple seeds contain a compound that turns into cyanide when you digest it, which is highly toxic. But many people eat apple cores and apple seeds all the time, myself included. The dosage is so small that you would need to eat an absurd amount of apple seeds in order to harm yourself. And in that, you would need to chew the apple seeds up to crack them open, because sometimes the seeds pass through our system without the shell even being cracked. So we can go deep and deeper into formaldehyde. Is another example of an extremely toxic substance, one that's mentioned in the documentary, but and it's shared on Facebook all the time, but it's actually produced inside of cells as a byproduct of normal living activity. And as such, it can be found in all of our blood in small amounts. Again, we go back to dosage. Carbon dioxide is a toxin. Oxygen is a toxin. Hell, if you get too much water in you, that'll kill you. So having these conversations about chemicals without talking about the dosages, about the impacts of the specific situations, is a broken narrative that leads to fear. If we want people to be able to make educated guesses, we need to start educating them on chemical compounds, molecular structures, chemical interactions and reactions, and things of that nature, how you can move an electron and create this or move a proton or tie these two things together. If we're not having that total body contextual conversation, then all these conversations about chemicals are null and void. They're broken because they're absent of that critical, that deeper understanding that we need to really come together on a topic. And it's the same thing when we start talking about health. You can't talk to me about cancer unless you're going to talk to me about genetics and about epigenetics. And even into that, they presented an argument about epigenetics, or about these chemicals changing our DNA, but they did not talk about how that occurs. They did not talk about the way the body has different proteins and different other things, tools to repair or to protect or to defend DNA. They didn't talk about how these hormones, these various endocrine disruptors go about making changes to our DNA, how those changes can become germline changes, how those changes. They didn't even talk about the difference between the cells that exist, the DNA that exists in our bodies, and the DNA that exists in our reproductive system that gets passed on to the next generation, because those are two different storehouses of DNA. They didn't even talk about how, you know, you got to talk about how when an egg gets fertilized, the very first thing that happens is the cytoplasm of the egg erases all of the DNA markers off of the cells and then puts new ones on. So if you're going to say that there is a particular chemical or a particular hormone out there that's rewriting your DNA and you're passing those on to your children, then now you have to explain to people how those DNA changes first make it into your reproductive changes. And I'm simplifying here. And then you got to explain to people how those changes make it past the wipe, the hormonal wipe, the DNA wipe that occurs when the egg is fertilized by a sperm cell. So there were just so many deeper layer issues that this documentary just either didn't touch on, glossed over, or mentioned in a highly conspiratorial fashion without really even thinking about the consumer or the understanding of its audience. They presented maps about the different things going on, the different, how consumerism increased, and then how these diseases we have that we're getting have increased, but the map had no numbers. There was no clear XY outside of diseases and consumerism. But there are also more people, so one could argue that just more people being around. So the documentary just left a lot of holes. On the whole, I give this a 1-star. It covered a powerful topic, and there were some great bits of information in there, but there was just too many holes, entirely too many holes for this documentary to be taken seriously. And with that, I bid you adieu, and I will see you next week on the next episode of
Lessons from the Screen. What we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious, and we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents or Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there, and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to see a notification saying hi. You should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, we appreciate you. We will see you next week. This is Freedom Train Network Presents Lessons from the Screen.